This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk, getting into our Saints sound bank after meeting with some of the assistant coaches and head coach Kellen Moore as well today at the Saints facility. New offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier back in black and gold, was a quarterback here. Also got a quarterback son that's up the road at LSU. Talked about that and a whole lot more. Here's what Nuss had to say at today's availability at Saints camp.
What is it about Kellen Moore that's made that relationship so unique and you guys have been tied to each other for so long?
Well, other than the fact that he played at Boise State, so once we remove that, you know, Kellen's just, he's so smart, so bright, understands where he wants to go, and just does a great job of finding a way to get there. And it might not be the straightest path, but, you know, his ability to look at different things, look at circumstances, understand, you know, where he wants to end up and find a way to get there.
I know the team made the decision on Derek Carr with his contract restructure. Just your thoughts on working with him and building an offense with him as your quarterback.
Yeah, excited about our whole room, you know, really excited. That was part of the opportunity, you know, that when you look at opportunities and you're in the quarterback room, just really excited about Derek, what he's done in his career. Great admiration for what he's done. Really looking forward to what we can build off of here. And then, you know, obviously Spencer, Jake, Ben, those guys all bring great things to the table too. So really looking forward to, you know, we're in this phase here. We got a lot of evaluation going on of, you know, our system. We're also looking at players and free agency in the draft. And then really looking forward to the opportunity when we get our players here.
What was your impression of this team when you guys played them?
Really good football team. You know, obviously that was a very difficult game. Fortunately, we were able to, you know, get the mesh play at the end there to Dallas, get the ball down there, scored late, and won the game. But, you know, a lot of respect for this team.
You just talked about working with Derek Carr, but when you translate the championship run to a team that struggled in this past season, how do you do so? How do you look forward to doing that?
Well, you know, last year we went through a situation in Philly where everybody said it's a struggle, it's a challenge. Every team, you know, every place you go in this league, it's a challenge. This league is built to be an evenly balanced league. That's why the draft structure is the way it is. That's why the salary cap is the way it is. So, you know, every opportunity is unique. Every team's unique. So our goal is to build the best possible team we can here in New Orleans.
What would you tell yourself about 20 years ago when you were playing for the team that you'd be the offensive coordinator?
I don't know that I ever had the foresight to think that way. You know, I didn't know at that, you know, point in time, my goal wasn't to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL. My goal was to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Obviously, fell far short of that goal. But, you know, like I said, just the career path that we've been fortunate to go on, and for it to come full circle here, just blessed.
Your team showed this past season how important having a good running back is. What do you think about the running back room that the Saints have right now?
Well, you know, obviously, I have a little bit of history with Alvin. Was at Alabama with him for a short period of time there, so I think the world of him. I think, obviously, like every other room, you know, we're going to create competition, feel really good about the players. Obviously, we're going to acquire players, and the whole goal is just for us to get the system in place, get everybody together, and then just start working towards the goal of being the best team we can be.
To have a guy like Taysom Hill, just how much better does he make an offense?
I think anytime you have players that can play in multiple roles, it creates a real problem for the defense because they don't really know when they go on the field what they're out there to do. I mean, you know, certain players, you know, defenses know as soon as a guy crosses the white lines, it comes into play. Okay, he's going in to play tight end or he's going in to play receiver. When you have guys that can play multiple roles, it creates a whole, you know, a whole other element for the defense to have to think about and what type of formation presentation they might be getting, where is the alignment's going to be, who's going to be at what position. So it's challenging for them.
And you mentioned the years that you've been with Kellen. How do you see him grow over these last two seasons that you've been with him?
I think he's just grown in every aspect of coaching. Obviously, you know, he hasn't been coaching for a long, long time. So obviously he's grown tremendously in every way.
Another quarterback on this Saints roster in Doug Nussmeier played the position with the New Orleans Saints, was a 94 fourth round pick for them. Broncos, Colts, Bears, started getting into coaching with the BC Lions way back in 2001. Even had a stint at Fresno State in 2008 as an offensive coordinator and the QB's coach there, and just missed Derek Carr, who was there at Fresno State his first season in 2009.
Yeah, so with Doug Nussmeier, we've talked about this a lot with him, been there every step of the way with Kellen Moore. So when he's talking about the growth, the quote-unquote tremendous growth that Kellen's had, nobody knows it better than Doug Nussmeier.
Right.
From Dallas to the Chargers to the Eagles, they've worked with each other. There's a comfort level with these two guys, basically, that they've developed over the past 7 to 8 years, that it made all the sense in the world for him to come from Philadelphia to join the Saints staff as the offensive coordinator.
When you listen to Doug, did he remind you anybody offhand right off the bat?
No, not off the not
a lot of folks
head.
In the media were talking at today's session that it kind of reminded them of Willie Fritz with that hoarse, you know, kind of voice. Must be yelling at a lot of people.
Okay, I didn't understand the question, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying at this point. I thought you were talking about like how he answered questions.
Oh, no,
not,
no, I'm sorry.
His actual voice.
Yeah, just how he sounded, right?
Man.
It's kind of like a Willie Fritz.
Yeah, right.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.